Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Something Brewing. This is Cherry Divine, and I happen to have this wonderful, amazing, intuitive, hypnotic personality. Let's see, anything else? Oh, and
we
a
need
great
to start
laugh.
It down.
Just a beautiful laugh. Co-host, Tracy. Tracy Mahan. I started giving you the divine last name again.
I know, we do it all the time. I even do it to myself. I was writing it out when I was setting up the show, and I almost put Tracy Divine and Cherry Mahan. So
yeah, we just kind of merge when we're doing the show. So
yes. What do they call that with birds? It's, oh, they're bonded pair.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Bonded pair.
I don't know about this, guys. We're bonded.
Crazy up in here. So I have a sugar coma, I can't even really claim it as a sugar coma because I didn't really eat that much candy. I had a lollipop while I was handing out candy. That was about it. But I had a little fire pit going beside me to keep me warm last night when I handed out candy. And I think it's all the smoke from that. I woke up just all stuffed up and kind of feeling a little bit draggy today.
So coffee is going down.
Yeah, the fire pit does that to me, the smoke. I get all like stuffed up.
You know, I just love how people, and this is I'm a complaining and a whining people, take the fun out of everything. I mean, I have had campfires for as long as I can remember. And some article came out here about a year or so ago saying campfires are more harmful to you than smoking cigarettes. I'm going, oh, really? I am out in the open air. I don't have to stand with my head over the smoke.
That's why the settlers only lived to be in their 50s. No.
It's like, okay, guys, let's remove that belief system. Campfires are fun. They're good. They're relaxing. You know, you build a lot of memories around them. Let's get rid of all of this negative crap around.
I think we're just a social experiment for some of these guys, just to see how we're going to react.
Just to see
what the power of suggestion will do.
I think so. I just don't think this person knew what they were talking about. Okay, there's my rant for today. I don't normally rant, but that one caught my attention. It's like I just shook my head and went, oh, my God. It was like when they came out with don't eat eggs, the cholesterol.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, bull. And I ate my eggs anyway.
Good for you. Because, again, the social experiment. How many people had the power of thought change their cholesterol?
Well, that's it. Plus, about 10 years later, it came out saying, whoops, we were wrong.
Yep. That's all they needed to do their experiment. Yep. Look at how many people's cholesterol went up because they ate eggs. Okay,
that's
now you can eat eggs, and their cholesterol went right back down.
This has nothing to do with any of the topics that we have on the show right now, but I stayed very close to my stepdad, even though he and my mother divorced. So he was, you know, my father figure. And then his new wife became my second mother. And they bought into all of this, you know, everything. And they ate, short for Roberta, would cook some of the blandest, nastiest food. Now, you know, they went in, they suffered through this eating. She died due to a car accident. He died due to Parkinson's. They could have ate whatever they chose to eat, and it would not have affected the outcome.
No.
So I live on chocolate.
True.
I live on chocolate. And
I bless it in my kitchen.
Yep. And I bless it. I raise the vibration, and it's healthy and nutritious. So
I can see it now. Grandma Cherry, what are we having for dinner tonight? Oh, we're going to have chocolate-covered macaroni and cheese.
Ew, we could do the macaroni, but I don't know about that cheesy effect in it. I was thinking kind of a chocolate fondue thing. Okay.
You'll never eat mac and cheese the same again.
Oh, Now you took me into another subject. I found the best macaroni and cheese recipe. Okay, I guess we don't need to go there. Anyway, I'm getting serious now. Hi, everyone. And yes, Eileen, we see you are there. And around the half hour, we will take your call. Anyway, and speaking of calls, to get in line for questions, the number is 646-668-8389. We do ask that you limit it to one question and be specific so we can get to as many people as possible. I've opened the chat room on Blog Talk, and it's hi, everybody there. And I did put up the Facebook chat on or the Cat Media 2 chat on Facebook. Set all turned around. I'm having Tracy's sugar high going on now. See, we merged. And
we
the topic,
did. Sorry, the topic is, with that smoker's cough I have going on.
That's it. The topic really is not what is my rant today. The topic is creating new outcome or how to save yourself from another gray hair. And that is by taking a step back, allow yourself a deep breath, and apply tolerance, patience, and compassion. It's amazing how that can change the outcome of whatever it is you're experiencing. Okay, I got professional for, oh, what was that, 3 minutes now? I'm done. Done being professional.
I don't even think it handled, no, I don't think you went that long. I don't think you could handle it.
I can't. No.
You know what? I want you guys to go over to the Cat Media too on Facebook because I can't post pictures on the Blog Talk. And I'm going to post a picture last night of a lion that was walking in the streets. And it was scary. So you guys can come check it out.
Okay.
And it made me think of it because Linda posted a cute little baby cub lion. This lion was on a leash and they were walking it through the streets last night. And I'm not sure what kind of dog that was, but it was awesome.
Oh, okay.
They cut their dog up like a lion, and it looked like a lion. I was like, oh, my God, that looks like a lion, and I ran up with my camera. And I was like, can I take a picture?
So, you know, it looks like it must be a mastiff.
Something. It was such a sweet dog, too. And
they are.
Here's what. Now, you guys, this is for your eyes only. I'm going to post a picture that was sent to me from a gal that I had come over to help me with my puppy, Buddy. She's a dog trainer, and she came over and spent an afternoon with me. And so you have to get into the chat room. I'm telling you, this is worth getting into the chat room for. It's Cat Media 2 on Facebook. Come join us. Because this picture is a picture from a cemetery. And she has other pictures from the cemetery that are clear as a bell. And so,
oh, I love it.
She sends this to me, and she says, or she just sent it to me actually, and I was so confused because I was like, why is she sending me this weird picture? So I wrote her back and said, what am I looking at? She goes, you're looking at a picture from a cemetery. And she goes, I had clear pictures of the cemetery, and then I took. And she goes, this one was in between all my clear pictures. Now, if you're looking at this, I want you to look at the bottom right corner and tell me if you see the face. All right? Get in there.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. You know, years ago, it was my first trip to the Big Island, and I was staying at Sky Ranch Retreat. And I get up early, so I'd be awake at 3 and 4 in the morning because of the time difference. I would take my camera outside, and I changed nothing. I would stand in place, turn one direction, click, turn another direction, click, in like this. And then I'd walk a few feet. All of the pictures are dated, time stamped and dated. So you could see they were taken in sequence. And I would do this several days in a row. I had some that were just beautifully stark, crystal clear. Then all of a sudden orbs would fill it. Or I got an actual energy grid, just an energy wall. It was fantastic. One of the most fun things there's a lot of fun things, but it's right up at the top of the list when I'm going, this is pretty darn amazing. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Shall we apply our, we might. We might do this. We might apply our topic. So
we always try to at least mention it.
Yeah, you know, it, who knows why it came up? It's probably for somebody out there, you know. I don't know who, never me, except that I have found when, have you ever noticed when you're in the middle of something and you're drawn in by all of the energy of the conversation, and the direction of the conversation actually takes a life of its own that you don't even want to happen, but somehow it does. And it's because the energies are connecting and kind of spiraling up and around. And, you know, sometimes they go off sidewards.
Sideways.
I'll do it my way, Tracy. So now I got to take a step back, take a deep breath, and be tolerant. Listen, patient, add compassion. You know, it's, we do that for others and ask others to do that for us. We could sure clear a direction and hear what each other are saying. Each of us are. Boy, am I sure I'm not the one that had the candy?
You might have. You know what? We are bonded.
We are bonded because the truth of the matter is I didn't have any candy. I had popcorn. I even ate a healthy dinner. Oh, my God. That's the problem right there.
Yeah, you should have had some candy.
You know, this is where my life's been at right now. And here again, with my life speeding forward the way it is, I'm having to take a step back and breathe and look at it because I kept hearing about Halloween. I forgot to buy any candy.
I was almost in that boat, but I had to make a special trip.
Oh my gosh. Just like, I'm realizing about 7 o'clock last night, I'm going, oh. And I didn't have a bunch of pennies and I wasn't giving away dollar bills. Didn't have enough of those. So I was one of those old people that light on my porch, but we don't seem to have the trick-or-treaters around here we used to. So I used to get stuck eating a bowl of candies.
It was such a beautiful night out last night. And I live in a development in a small town. So everybody that lives in the outskirts or any of that, they all come park and walk around our little housing development. And I love it. There was so many cute little kids coming up in their little costumes and, you know, interacting with me. I'd ask them what they are and they'd tell me and, it'd be so cute. And then there were some of the bigger kids that would show up and I'd try to negotiate a candy trade with them. So, you know, it's all fun. I like it.
Oh, yeah. So.
All right. What are we doing today?
Well, you know, I'm going to ask you, when was the last time that you were in a conversation that it would have been better for you to step out of the conversation for a moment? And, you know, take that breath and become tolerant, patient, and compassionate.
Oh, you guys, I'm going to tell you a little secret about me. I'm a mom, so that's like every day. I currently have 3 teenagers in the house as of last week. And So it's quite often. And, yeah, you know, trying to get teenage boys graduated and onto a good life can be stressful when they don't want to do their homework. So there's many a times and many a conversations where stepping back, taking a breath, it would all apply. But as far as like outside of the home, I can't recall anything currently, but boy, in the past, when I was married, that would have been some good advice too. I can be reactive. I can, you know, when somebody, it takes a little bit to get me to react, but I'm one of those that if you poke the bear long enough, then step back because the bear's come out. And, you know, that's kind of going to be more something you'd see at home. I do remember one time, though, I was pregnant out to nowhere. I was standing in line at a department store. And I thought I had brought enough cash with me, and I swear to God, my total only went like pennies over what I had on hand. So I ended up having to use my debit card. And this is back when debit cards were just kind of starting to come out, and department stores were not near as quick with them as they are now. And it took a little bit to process them. So I had to put my cash back in my purse and grab my debit card out. And the guy behind me went, "Oh my God, you'd think you'd be prepared for that."
Oh.
And I kind of turned around and let him have it. And I was like, that's so not like me. Because
a hormonal woman. No.
I was pregnant. I was tired. I was already frustrated myself because the total went over what I thought it would. And then he had his snarky little comment to just egg me along. And he got to hear about how I felt about that comment. So, I mean, it affected me enough that I remembered it because I haven't been pregnant for a very long time. So,
remember, she said teenagers.
Yeah.
There's no babies or toddlers.
Yeah. We're talking, you know, like, that, I remember which one that was. That was Devin, and he's 15. So that was probably at least 16 years ago. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd love to have mine be that long ago. You know, a lot of times.
Oh, I'm sure I had others.
Yeah, well, no, and it is good to remember, you know, for this, taking that breath isn't just for the other person, it's for ourselves. Because, you know, there are times we have situations in our lives that aren't the best. And so we carry that out into the world with us, and it can take nothing to blow up. And I actually can remember, and it wasn't that long ago, but it happened with a clerk in a store. And I have been that clerk before, people. I want you to know I worked retail off and on for years. And I've had the people blow up in my face. And you're looking at them going, oh, my God. But my husband had passed. And so emotionally, I wasn't the most stable person that you have ever dealt with. And this little girl decided she ought to get, I'm going to use Tracy's comment, snarky. Oh, she had crazy lady on her hand. And I went home, and I mean, I was going to do Facebook. And the truth of the matter, she was in the wrong when it came to store policies and what their policy was. And but after I got home, I was able to take that breath. And I did go back and apologize to her and explain, even though she was wrong. And she did do, you know, her manager called and said, no, you take care of this. But, you know, sometimes it's remembering we have things going on in our lives that affect us, you know. And so, you know, I was talking to Tracy a minute ago, is she asked me how married life is. And the truth of the matter is married life is great. Love the guy. He loves me. But he lives in California right now. I live in Oregon. We've been trying to look to buy a house down in California. And we're just newly married. Can you put any more stress on a situation? So we've had a few ups and downs.
You could,
where
if you were
actually
younger. You could get pregnant if you were younger. But
yeah,
you
could
talk about adopting. That would put some stress on you.
Yeah, I don't need to go there. I've got dogs. I've adopted dogs. I don't adopt children. I adopt dogs. But, you know, it is. And again, it's taking a step back and breathing. But, you know, Trace, I'm going to ask you this. How often have you ever asked somebody else when there's been something going on and asked them, can we both just take a step back and breathe? Can we both look at each other with tolerance, compassion, and patience?
Okay, so here's the situation. I don't get out much. So again, it's going to be my children. But I have done that. I've done that multiple times with my kids. I'll be like, okay, let's both just take a little break and we'll come back and look at this again. But there's definitely been times, and you know, I'm going to tell you, the thing that got me to the space of stepping back, taking a breath, applying the tolerance and the patience and the compassion. I spent some time listening years ago to, probably close to 8 years ago now, to Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now. And I'm telling you, that guy talks above my head a lot. So I had to listen to it a couple of times. But there was a couple of stories in there that just really resonated with me. And it helped me during that time when I was dealing with a friend that was talking behind my back and saying some pretty horrible things. And yeah, I called her a friend, but probably she was not. So,
your nemesis.
And my nemesis. And I had to practice this a lot. And let me tell you, that was such a demonstration of the power of doing this, of just stepping back, letting that person talk themselves into a hole, basically, because she just did not want to stop her mouth. And I just stepped back. People would call me and say, do you know that she's saying this stuff? And I said, well, I would hope to think that you are, you know, that you know me well enough to know what's real and what's not. And that's all I would say. And let me tell you, it really turned on her when she just kept saying bad things and people were just being done with it. And so it really does pay off to kind of step back. You got somebody talking behind your back. You got somebody that's doing a little backstabbing. You got friends that are letting you know that's happening, or, you know, whatever the scenario is that's going on, take a step back and just, you know, remind them that they're adults, or, you know, they have a mind of their own and they can make a decision. They know you, you know. It really paid off to do that. Had I jumped in there and tried to defend myself, one, you jump in and try and defend yourself and it almost makes you look more guilty of whatever the other person's accusing you of. You know, and it's just like, you just step back and let them bury themselves, because the truth eventually comes out. And so that really, that was one of my biggest demonstrations of how this process of creating a different outcome can work. And, you know, you come out of it feeling good about yourself because you didn't stoop to that level. You come out of it with more of the friends because, you know, they see through. People are smart. They know when somebody's being, and we're going to use the word again, snarky. So, you know, it pays off to take a minute and just breathe through it and trust that, you know, spirit knows what they're doing. They're going to take care of you. And you're going to come out of it okay. What about you, Cherry?
You know, it just, for me, it made me think back to early training in life as a kid. And the many times, you know, for me anyway, there was no training to receive of asking for someone to take a breath or even me. It was whatever was happening in that moment. And I can think of the adults looking at you and going rawr, 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 like this, and not, it, you know, as a child, not getting that it's okay to say, can we just take a moment? You know, how many, I mean, kids themselves are, a lot of them are not given that, or even the parent coming to the idea of, okay, right now I'm a little too upset. Let's talk about it in a little bit. I'm not happy with whatever happened. And so for me, it was a pattern that I carried forward until much later in life. And, you know, of if somebody was blowing off steam or upset at a situation, I would just stand there. And of course, my reactions would come out. Or if something happened with me, I'm an Aries. Good Lord. You know, patience is not one of our virtues. We have to learn that. Anyway, and so, but it did finally come to me, that lesson of, you know, and I did learn it with my child and stepchildren and stuff, of just saying, hold it. You're too emotionally involved with this at this time. You're reactionary. Take a breath. You know, and I find that I practice this a lot with other people now, is not looking at what the situation is at hand so much, because it does, it can get so emotional, but stepping back and saying, what's going on with this person? What is in between the lines? I mean, I'm intuitive. I'm empathic. So there's pulling in a little more information and getting some insight, and also giving myself permission to ask the other person to do that. We're having to retrain what we were taught, you know, to a point of saying, it's okay to give time. It's okay to ask for patience. It's okay to say, please be tolerant. Please assert compassion. you know, for ourselves, but also us for other people. That kind of came out a little mixed up, but it was all coming through my head. Because when you were talking, I'm not kidding, all of a sudden I'm remembering, and I got an image of me probably about 5 years old and getting in trouble for something, and the adult staring down at me and just going off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you know, with a lot of the new techniques for raising children, other than go find a switch in the woods and bring it to me, the switch of your choice, you know, is to actually have a little more patience and tolerance. So,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Kids are under a lot of pressure these days. So patience is a good thing to have with them, because mm-hmm. they're, you know, I can't even imagine. They're moving into like the high schoolers, even the junior high kids, where they're starting to hit those puberty stages. So they got all these hormones going on, and then they're getting loaded down with homework. My 13-year-old has so much homework every night that he's sitting in his room for about at least another hour to 2 hours doing homework each night. And to me, that's just wrong. I just have the hardest time with that. And then my high schoolers, you know, one's already out, but, you know, there's so much pressure there to get good grades, to get your college application started, to start, you know, and it's like, when do they get to be kids? You know, and if they're doing sports, then you got to add that in the mix. And it's just crazy. It's like, you poor kids, you never get to just be kids. So, you know, I try to bring that environment in as much as I can for them as well, because I just think it's too much. We do too much to our youth. They're not ready. I mean, it's not even that they're not ready for it. It's just, let them be kids. Don't let them have fun. They have the rest of their lives to strap down and be stressed out. So.
Well, and that's it. It's just, for whatever reason, my chat room thing is not working very well on Blog Talk, but I do want to say hello, Caribbean. And I'm glad you're having a happy, for being happy this morning. And she did point out there's a full moon in a few days. So
yeah.
Saying, yeah.
It looked pretty cool last night with the trick-or-treaters. And if it had been a full moon last night, it probably would have been a little crazier, but it would have looked cool. But, yeah. It's good to be reminding us of that full moon, sweetie pie, because it can have an effect on people as well. You know, they say the emergency rooms are always fuller on a full moon.
Well,
busier maybe is what I need to say. But,
well, you know, I do this every month for the most part. I like to go there. I have two different astrological sites that I go to read the monthly horoscope. And I went to the one today, and it's talking about how I'm, for me, and apparently I've been here a few weeks, it's where all planetary aspects, and it goes by, you know, the latter part. And I know it isn't just for me and that I have other things going on, but it talks about it being in the emotional sector and relationships and all of that. And it does tell me to take, you know, a deep breath and know I'm moving through things and relearning, but dealing with old issues also, you know, and that's mm-hmm. something to remember is when we are interacting with anybody or we have our own issues, and some of them do not apply to whoever it is that we're talking to. What they've done is triggered some old emotional issue, and we're responding from there. So taking that breath is really a good thing.
Well, and Linda mentions that here in the chat room. She's talking about how she has a friend that has been saying things behind her back, and she's realizing it is his own mirror. And that's true. It is their projection. They're projecting onto the person that they're talking about. You know, it's really a mirror into themselves, because what we notice in others is something we need to look at in ourselves. So, mm-hmm. And if you want to know more about the mirrors, we have a series called The Seven Unseen Mirrors. So go look at our archives, check it out. But the mirroring is so powerful in this scenario when someone's coming at you or talking about you or whatever it might be, where you need to take that breath and step back, just remember, none of what they're saying to you is personal. It is actually stuff that they're seeing in themselves that they're not happy with right now. And they're just mm-hmm. using you as their outlet, because nobody wants to admit that they're having that problem, or you know that they're the ones with an issue. It's always easier if you can point the finger outside, but what happens when you do that?
Three fingers pointing back. Yet if they're in, you know, the in their, if they're in your world, there's a message. You know, it's not taking on their stuff, but it's also a matter of saying, where am I not supporting myself?
Yeah,
because if it's there, it lives inside of us somewhere, something, you know. And so it is valid for us. And maybe we are just the one bringing them the message or the lesson. But it's also really good for us to, you know, look at and say, gosh, you know, because I did notice in the, you know, remark or the comment that was made, it says vindicated. And right there, oh, there's a tightening in the stomach. Oh, my goodness. So there's some old residual energy about having to defend and prove and vindicate the self instead of just claim and understand the worth. And I go there, you know, myself. It's like, whoa. And that again, comes from my old emotional stuff. So, but it is good knowing and looking outside of yourself and seeing that others see your true beauty and are supporting who you are, not old fears and belief systems. So that's cool. So
yeah.
I for me, you know, it really, sometimes this is just a lot of thought, is because I go into something, you know, I go into something happens in my daily life and that it may not be good anymore. I don't get to look outside of myself and say, oh, look what they've done. My group says, oh, really? Well, you're right there participating. What's going on for you? So I have to, for me, I have to look at my part, what's there for me. Anyway, but you know what I noticed?
It could be a growth opportunity, and a lot of times, you know, step back, take that breath, blah blah blah, and there you have an opportunity to grow. And
that's it.
Yeah, so I get it. Yeah,
you know, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think you're gonna say it's half hour. Hey, how about we announce something or what's going on with us before we enter into some phone calls, so that we don't forget.
We are so merged, because she said exactly what I was thinking and going to throw out there. We are one, Tracy, you and I, at least this morning. We are one.
Our split apart.
So why don't you go ahead and tell people how to find you, what's going on with you, and all that stuff.
I would love to. Okay, you guys. Well, you can find me over at TracyMahan.com, and it's Tracy with an IE. And Mahan with an N at the end, not an M. so TracyMahan.com. And you can find everything that I do over there and what I charge for those things. And all of my stuff can be done virtually, which means that we can do a video chat. We can do a lot of it over the phone if you're not comfortable with video. So, you know, there's always a way to get around whatever obstacle we have. So we will find it. If you're interested in a session, go on over there and check it out. One of the things I want to invite people to is my Patreon page. And here's why. The Patreon page is going to have exclusive stuff that I do only for that page. And right now what I have going on is I have two hypnosis sessions on there that you can listen to. And, let me go over there, and actually one of them is for past lives. The other one is, I just posted it yesterday, and it's for recharging and healing and feeling empowered. There's a couple meditations on there that, you know, I'm only posting them on this page. And then I have a blog, a little bit of a blog on when the Octurians came and gave me a message. So there's all kinds of stuff on there. I do little face-to-face videos that people have done with me, and they're just little short videos that are fun and informative. And so those are all things that you can find on the Patreon page. And now what is a Patreon page? It is a page where you can go and you can pay $2 a month and you get access to a certain amount of things. $5 a month gives you a little bit more access, and $8 a month gives you access to everything I put on the page. So if you go over there and check it out, it's patreon.com patreon.com/TracyMahan. So it's patreon.com/TracyMahan. And I'll post that link. That's the biggest thing I'm doing right now. And the reason I'm excited about it is because it's so inexpensive and you get access to a lot of really cool things where if you did those sessions one-on-one with me, it would cost you a lot more. And of course, one-on-one sessions are still going to be available, and I'm going to start offering some discounts for one-on-one specials with Patreon. So get over there, check it out, and see if it resonates with you to get signed up to do some of that. And that's my biggest thing, and I'm sure I'll be throwing up a November special here pretty soon. And okay, Jerry, I think I covered it.
Wow.
Your turn.
You have a lot going on. Yes, you do. We are busy girls. Just letting everybody know is we do both have a lot going on. And you can find me and what's happening in my life or whatever, not necessarily my life, but my business. Anyway, on cherrydivine.com. You can go to Cherry Divine LLC on Facebook and become my friend. I do have a November special going right now from November 1st. Schedule an appointment between November 1st and the 10th. Receive $10 off of a half-hour reading and $15 off of one-hour reading. I will be starting classes on Learn It Live soon. I'm setting them up. I also have retreats posted for next year. And, you know, that's what's taking me to Learn It Live is there's a lot of things that happen at the retreats that not everybody's able to go to. And so some of the things that I work with at the retreats, I will be doing on the classes of Learn It.
Oh, are you there? You're cutting out.
I'm cutting out. Anyway, can you hear me now?
A little bit, yeah. And I've done Learn It Live. It's a great platform for classes. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, and so also look at the retreats. So I have the Big Island retreat coming in February and several Mount Shasta retreats coming for next year. And they are phenomenal. And so I like it as Linda is saying, yay, virtual retreats. So mm-hmm. you know, it is in some ways, you know, a virtual retreat. So anyway, are we ready to take colors, Missy?
Yes, let's take colors.
Okay, and so here we go. Color with the last four digits, 1416, should be Eileen. You are on the air.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
You guys are way up earlier than me, that's for sure.
Oh,
but
my God.
I'm glad to see you. I've been up a long time, too. So anyway, my question is regarding this coming up weekend. I'm going to be in a festival, and I sell what I create, and I want to know what you sense is going to be coming towards me at this festival financially, new clients, commissions, et cetera.
You know, it's so fun. As soon as you started speaking, I just saw, you know, confetti being thrown up, celebration horns, and things like this. And then you said the word festival. And I thought, oh, my gosh, because I do see a lot of activity. I see a lot of support, but also a really great time. One of the things is Eileen, and it is Eileen, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'm told to tell you not to take yourself so seriously,
okay.
To go in and with an open heart and allow yourself to receive. Many times when people are stepping into any event, they project forward and have an expectation. And then when it starts to slide away from that, the energy goes down. And you know, this is one of the things I'm noticing as I'm talking to you is breath is all of a sudden being held. Well, that's stopping the flow of life. So know that you're going there and that everything that is supporting you comes your way.
Great.
And really be in a positive state of mind. Keep your heart open. The moment you get into fear, energy gets pulled inside. People can't feel you. I just see you, your hand out here and things coming to you in that hand, this hand over here and another thing coming. So receive and enjoy. That's what I keep getting. Tracy?
Good, because I've been doing this for like 50 years. So people are waiting to see me for sure.
You said 50 years?
Yeah.
Wow, girly.
I've been doing this a very long time.
Yes,
so
you
it's nothing
have.
New to me. It's just new clientele, new people, new energy, you know, because it's a new year.
Yes, and it's real fun. So, Trace, what do you get?
Well, I don't get 50. I get.
I don't either.
That's like, huh, your energy is very youthful, my darling. So I agree with Terry on the something felt very serious around the booth. Like, I don't know if it was that you're taking yourself too seriously or something's getting like maybe it's the fact that it's new energy and you're not sure about it. So your energy gets kind of sucked in is the way I'm seeing it. And so people are kind of walking by and they don't notice. So put out a beautiful, colorful, lovely energy smile. And which I feel like you do that anyway, but we're looking at the booth as of today as we're projecting it into the weekend here. So that's one of the things to maybe be mindful of is to put out that lovely energy, that aura, and spread it out outside of your booth so that people hit it when they're walking through there. And then the other thing mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you is, what is it that smells so nice at your booth? There's something that smells really good.
Well, I could bring incense, but I don't have anything. Maybe it's some essential oils I might be wearing, but that's about it.
Okay.
Or I
do you have one of those essential
from India? What?
Do you have one of those essential oil things that puts out the mist?
Humidifier? No, I don't have a mister. I don't have a mister.
Mm-hmm.
But I
okay.
paint color. I paint nature. I paint people come into my booth and get healed by what I paint.
Yeah, well, put some of the essential oils on because it feels like there's a smell, there's a scent or something that will catch people's attention and that will pull them into your booth because they're like, oh, what is that? And they won't even realize why they're coming to your booth. You know, it's just, you know how that scent thing works.
Sure.
And your product is amazing.
Thank you. Do you see it being busy? Because that's the only thing that gets me sad is sometimes there's not a lot of people show up. In the past,
Go ahead.
Do you mind? Because you know, one of the things, and this is a projection, is you're looking at that and you go into that sad feeling, and not a lot of people show up. You know, there's an energy sent forward then that helps a create, but it's knowing that all of those who are meant to be there do. And what I'm noticing is you were talking, as Tracy was talking to you and you were talking to Tracy, the power chakra is shut down, but all of a sudden my hand went over covered half of my throat chakra and my high heart. And so somewhere there's a protection going on, somewhere you feel out of your power. And I don't know if it's caused by this event or past experience at this event or another one. One thing I do know is that events, a lot of times they won't let you do the essential oils, or not the essential oils, but misters and incense and stuff due to, you know, what's there, burn candles and stuff. So it'd be really good to look at anywhere you're feeling not in your personal power. There's something going on with the power chakra that's making me feel nauseous. And so it's a matter of stepping into your personal power and knowing that everybody that you're meant to see is there. And that, you know, and the thing about it is no matter what the event is you can only do so many readings. And so it's just knowing all of those who are meant to be served by you are there for you, and that it's very, very productive and economically supportive.
Yes. Okay. That's what I needed to. Yes. I'm very clear about who I am to meet in this lifetime, and though my work is around the world for 50 years, God sends me who I'm supposed to meet, and my conversation is way bigger than the art world that I'm involved with. I do a lot more ministry, you could say, like you do. So my conversation is much broader in the sense besides the painting that I do.
Good.
Really.
So, Eileen, do you work a lot with the fairies?
Yes.
Okay. Are you remembering to call them in to come with you and help you to bring people to the table? the booth.
I will. I put them in my garden for the when the hurricane came through, and when I came back the next morning, I said, you know, Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Ariel and Raphael, put your arms around my house, your big wings, cover my house and my garden. And I came back through the fence, and there were my orchids still in the tree blooming.
Yay! Ooh, very nice. And that's like, so much demonstration with that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm aware of what you ladies are saying. I just really love people, and I love being out because I spend so much time alone that when I'm out in an art show or something like that, it's just so much fun for me. So I just love it. I just love to embrace people in so many levels.
I know someone's going to ask, and I hope it's okay to say this, Cherry, but do you have a website that people can find you at?
Oh, definitely. And this is another big platform. It's my name, E-I-L-E-E-N. S for Sam, EITZ.com, EileenSites.com, which my mom named me accurately, Eileen on my sites.
Yes.
So my website is about 99% complete. They're just working on my shopping cart right now.
Yeah.
And
you know, I'm not meaning to cut into this, but we have a couple of more callers on the line, and we're going to be running out of time. And so,
Thank you, Tracy.
Cutting you off at such a point, but so hopefully we can. Yeah, you know, is something to do is
I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Good luck at the expo.
The rest of the day.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right,
bye, ladies. All
right, bye-bye. You know, I was sitting there, my eyes were closed in this reading, and then all of a sudden my timekeepers went off and said, excuse me. So are we ready for the next caller, Trace?
Yeah, let's do the next one.
Okay, caller 2340, you are on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And where? What is your question?
Hi, it's Rosemary from New Jersey. I haven't talked to you guys for a little bit. I've been manifesting, and I sent out a little note to that special someone, and I was wondering if they're going to respond this time. They have until Saturday.
What are you getting, Trace?
For some reason, they have until Saturday rings in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so you sent a note out to someone and they have till Saturday to respond. It feels like the person that we're referring to is working through some stuff, and this note might have been a trigger, and I'm not sure how that means. I'm just getting that it kind of triggered. And what are we on? We're on Wednesday. So it feels like you'll get a response by before the weekend, but they're processing something. So, but something does shift. Here's one of the prayers that I heard not too long ago that I just love. And it's healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. And it does a lot. It's powerful to move some energy, and I think there's some energy that needs moved there. So I want you to put that prayer out in this scenario, and it shifts the energy and helps to bring in the outcome that you desire. Okay?
Okay.
And Cherry.
Yeah, I'm getting to step back from the expectation a little bit. I'm like Tracy. It's feeling when you sent the message, you didn't. And it's remembering when people are reading text, emails, anything like that. There's no voice inflection. They can't see your expressions or hear the tone of the voice. So it goes through their own filters. And so I get that, like Tracy, this email or this message that was sent somehow triggers an old reaction within them. And it's also remembering people don't move in our timeline. So what you're ready for, and this is what you're wanting, may not be in the same time frame as that other person. I just keep getting open your heart and just allow yourself to move the higher levels and let love support all that you are, support you and this person, and let the highest and best good come out. somehow I feel a disappointment around this, the response, because you already have an idea of the type of response you want, and it may not come through that way. But also remember, when you get the response, it's going through your filters. It'd be better to have a face-to-face discussion. And so, I'm getting very...
It's a little hard right now at the moment. He's in one, and I'm in a different country because I want to go back.
Because I'm getting... I just get a wall. As soon as you said that, all of a sudden I saw a wall go up. So there's different... the words ulterior motives come up, so this is coming more from his end than from yours.
Yeah, because you're still mad at me because I left last year.
Okay. So he's got to heal those emotions.
Yeah, he should grow up now. It's been a year now, almost a year that I left, so cool. So hopefully it's just positive and that I get the response that I want. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you. And don't forget to say that prayer.
Yes, please. Please.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have time for one more caller. And so caller with the last four digits, 6949. You are on the air. Who are we talking to? What is your one question? And where are you calling from?
This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I'm looking for work in my field, and I was wondering when you see me getting a job.
Do you have a radio on in the background by chance? There was a little echo going on. Okay.
Ew.
I had you on speakerphone. Maybe that's what was on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you could take that off speakerphone, it makes it easier. I was hearing you twice, me twice. So.
Oh. Do you mind if I step in real quick, Trace?
Actually, can you ask the question again now that we don't have the echo? That would be awesome.
I'm looking for a job, and I wondered when you see me getting a job in my field.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting is look to the outside of your field. And it feels like the job comes within November, December, but it's going to be on the sidelines of your profession. And it's actually a foot in the doorway to move into direct agreement with your chosen career. So look in areas you haven't looked before that use your skills. And you can apply all of your knowledge, but it feels like it's just off to the side of your chosen field. Tracy, what do you get?
I get the same kind of time frame on that, and it feels like there's somebody that you will either meet or is already in your circle of friends that's going to help you get in the door of whatever field this is. It's odd because I usually don't get this kind of detail on this kind of reading, but it's a man with kind of wavy hair, maybe just getting into the middle age years. And it feels like he helps you get where it is you're going with that. So rather you end up starting outside of the field and working your way into that position or however that may turn out, it feels like you have somebody that's going to help you or advocate on your behalf to get you into that position. Does that make sense?
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't know who I mean, it's very generic, so I don't know at this point.
The description of a man with wavy dark hair doesn't like anybody you know.
No.
So that might be somebody that you get interviewed by or something of that effect, and he really likes you, and he's going to help get you in that position. So... But it feels like you're going to have somebody that's going to advocate for you to help you get into the job. So, okay.
Yep, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. You know, one of the things to remember is when we're in a session of any type is we're not necessarily grounded in. And so it's later, all of a sudden it'll come to you going, oh, that's who they were talking about. you know, and that happens with all of us. I found it especially when people who have crossed over, you know, and they'll say, I want to talk to the loved ones that passed. And so the various loved ones come in because they're not specific which one. And then not being able to relate to it at that moment, and it's later going, oh, my gosh, you know. So, well, Tracy.
Yes, darling.
We had several of our callers look at the that were at the end of the show and kind of hang up, or they had to go to work or whatever.
Something happened.
You guys.
Everybody disappeared. What?
Yes, no. You were all there.
Yeah, and that
what
happened.
It does.
They have to go.
And so, you know what, could you go, oh, announcement. I just happened to scroll down a little bit on our page. Guess what? I have a new grandson that was born on October 26th. He came, and I have a picture up on the Cat Media 2 page of my daughter, her husband, and her little girl, and the new baby boy. So, fun.
Aww.
We have a
and
new
hey,
beginning.
I want to do a shout out for all the birthdays that just happened, because my sister, for one, was yesterday, Halloween birthday. My friend Lisa was the day before. And so lots of birthdays around this time of year. Happy spooky birthday. And yeah,
well,
it's kind of fun to be able to do that.
It is. And you know what's really fun is I was driving up on the 26th to go to the birthing center for my daughter. And I'm thinking, gosh, 21 years ago, this very day, I was taking my other daughter to the hospital to have my first grandson, who was born on the 27th. And he just turned 21. So I have brand new one on the 26th and the oldest one on the 27th. So, yeah, you're right. Happy birthday, everybody. It's a good time to be born. So
it is. Apparently it, so.
Yes. And so
Scorpio energies.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of belief around Scorpio people, you know, the sign, and that people go, ooh, I am surrounded by Scorpions, my friends, my family, different relationships here and there. I kind of like them.
Mm-hmm. Good people.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, they really do have your back, you know, when you need them.
Do.
So that's good. Good
so.
People.
Okay.
Anyway,
everybody.
What else you got? We've got a couple minutes.
No. Well, I'm just reminding them to get in touch with you. It's TracyMahan.com. TRACIEM as in Mary, AH as in Ham, AM. No.
Don't confuse them.
N as in Nancy. I did exactly in my mind, and all of a sudden the mayhem came up instead of the mayhem. And you can get in touch with me by cherrydivine.com. And, you know, see what all we got going on. And, you know, we've got a lot of interesting things happening.
We do. Oh. And, you know, we run specials quite often. And I know you guys get a taste of our readings here on our shows, but it's so much different when you're getting a one-on-one with no distractions. And, you know, we have a little bit of time to work with. That makes a big difference on the readings. And Cherry and I were talking before we went live about how, you know, there's a lot of TV shows about readings out there and what that might look like, or mediumship and stuff like that. And we want to remind you guys that they have time to edit those. So,
yeah, that's true.
We're not getting edited. And so just keep in mind, if you do go get a reading, whether it's from us or from anyone else, that, you know, the TV shows edit, and they take out the stuff that takes a little bit to get tuned into, and they only show you the result. So,
you know,
sometimes you just got to let your reader be the reader and see what comes out.
Well, and that's true, because, you know, that, and that is what we're talking about. And it's like I love the Long Island medium, but a lot of people now expect me to be walking through grocery stores, wherever, and going, oh, by the way, did you have somebody? We don't do that. You know, once it's intrusive, it's invasive, and it may scare some people.
Well, and the odds are it's staged. I'm not going to say it's staged, but if she's being ethical, she's asking permission to read somebody before she does that. So odds are they've already approached that person.
Well, yeah, because there's a camera crew and everybody else there.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, you guys, love you all. See you again next week.
Yes,
bye-bye.
We will.